Mars Italian Bomb presents the First Schneider Program, a copyrighted feature, Coast to Coast. At a time on the Great White Way, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to attend an opening night performance in the Little Theater off Times Square. There'll be plenty of traffic tonight, so let's get an early start to the theater. Here's my cab, won't you step in? All right, driver, up Broadway.
Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Rider. Curtain in 2 minutes.
Thank you. We'll go right in. All right. We have just a moment now before the play begins. I see that the title of this evening's dramatic offering is Love and Gazooza, an original comedy romance by Virginia Safford, co-starring Barbara Luddy and Les Tremaine. The story is pure fiction and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now before first curtain, let's listen to Eric Segerquist and his famous orchestra. The house lights are out, and here's the play.
Scott, are we out of gas?
Now, Dad, don't get excited.
290 in the shade and no shade. You would rent a car and drag me around to see Mexico in the raw?
Oh, we can probably get gas at that house.
What house?
See that gate? A big rancho like that would have gasoline.
Look, Emily, we're supposed to be on our way to my oil wells down at the Tehuantepec. And for no good reason, we're miles and miles away in Cholula. There's something fishy about this. Where's that Mexican fellow live?
Why, in Mexico. What Mexican fellow?
Why did he leave New York in such a rush?
He didn't. He left very slowly.
What happened between you and him?
Why, Daddy, I hardly knew him. Just a mere acquaintance.
Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía.
Look, Daddy, down the road.
Huh? There's some Mexican on a horse. Emily, stop digging around under the seat.
I've got to find my compact.
Buenas tardes, amigos.
Buenas tardes, senor.
Emilita. Nita, Lemonita.
Why, Esteban, imagine running into you down here. Esteban, here's Daddy.
Daddy? Oh, that is to say, Senor Caldwell. Oh, but this is wonderful. To find little Emilita at the gate of my hacienda.
This big rancho doesn't belong to you.
Oh, but gee, see?
Why, imagine that, Daddy.
Imagine.
But how did you get here?
Why, we ran out of gas.
Gasolino?
Uh-huh.
But I am mucho gasolino. Come to my house. I will shower you with gasolino.
Just in the tank, please.
Oh, never. Never have I been so excited. I leap from my horse.
Oh, isn't he wonderful, Daddy?
I untie my lasso, and springing before the car, I tie it to the cow catcher.
He's going to tow us, Dad.
Yes, yes, I'm following the action.
Now I leap on to my horse. Yes, that's here we are. We are ready, no?
Ready.
Bueno. And off we go. Come in. I bid you welcome to my house. Come in.
Oh, how lovely and cool.
Hey, nice old place you have here.
Gracias, senor. It's the casa.
How's that?
It is your house, senor.
Oh, no, I couldn't take it. Yes. I see what you mean. Thanks.
Come into the patio. Pedro has cool drinks waiting for us.
Oh, look, a fountain. And the flowers. Esteban, why, it's heavenly.
Heavenly now that you are here, Emilita. Senor, what will you have?
Is that Gazooza?
You like Gazooza, senor?
He's had it everywhere we've been in Mexico.
Thanks. You know, a kissy pop like this would be a sensation in the States. I'd like to know who makes it.
Oh, Emily, there's so many times I've dreamed in my mind of you, sitting here by my fountain. When you sent me away from New York...
I didn't send you away.
What you gave me, what you say, the fence?
The gate. But I said we'd always be friends.
Oh. My heart breaks. I come home to my hacienda, but always I think of you. Always I say to myself...
Oh, Stephen, please, not out in public.
Don't mind me. I'm strolling around the garden.
Everything is yours, senor. Pick all the flowers. Oh, Emily.
Stephen.
My little coffee blossom.
I was... Your what?
Coffee blossom.
Oh, Stephen, we must never, never quarrel again.
What is nothing to quarrel about now, my sweet? You have come. Each day I think, mañana she will see her mistakes. Mañana she will come. So now, it is mañana.
You mean you've been expecting me?
I knew you would realize how much you love me.
You knew. You were waiting for me. You're the most conceited person I've ever met in my life.
Conceited? Because I knew you would come?
I didn't. Dad had to come to Tehuantepec to see his oil wells.
So? Then why are you in Cholula?
We're just passing through.
Oh, you funny little monkey. You come here because you knew this is where your Esteban lives.
That had nothing to do with it, and you're not my Esteban.
Oh, but I am. I make myself a present to you. Oh, Emily, it does not matter. You are here. We are happy. I will show you my friendly country.
Well, we must be going.
To see my country?
Back to our hotel.
You talk of hotels when I'm making love to you.
It's the El Grande. Dad, come on, we must go.
Emily, don't wait. I have much more to say.
You've already said a great deal.
Are we leaving already?
No, you must stay.
Come, Dad, where's our car?
Oh, Esteban, about that gasoline.
No, it was not necessary, senor. There was plenty of gasoline in the tank. Emily, the wait. You must not go.
Hurry, Dad.
Emily, why you act like this? You are angry, but why are you angry? Why?
I prefer not to discuss it.
Senor, you are her father. Ask her why she's angry.
Why are you angry, Emily?
I'm not angry. I never felt more pleasant. Get in, Dad. Goodbye, Esteban. Thanks for the gasoline.
And the gazoo. Ah, great stuff.
It has been my pleasure, senor.
Hey, Melita, why you do this crazy thing? You come, you are happy, you go, you are angry. Why? Why?
Goodbye, Esteban.
So long. Adios. So, this is a pretty arm, I. You little spoiled monkey. Okay, but maybe this time I show you. Oh, caramba, how can I love you so much?
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smokey, in the outer lobby, you're downstairs, please.
Attention, please. Tomorrow morning, how would you like to get a letter with $100 in it? Could you use $100? How about $1,000? How about $5,000? Listen, you may think things like that don't happen, but they are happening. Tomorrow or the next day, five people whose names I'll give you later in this program actually will get the thrill of getting a letter containing $100. And a few weeks from now, someone will get a check for $1,000 and someone else a check for $5,000. How come? Because Campana is giving away $10,000 in cash in order to get people everywhere acquainted with the fact that there are now two kinds of Italian bomb on the market. For a good many years, there's been just one kind of Italian bomb, the famous regular Italian bomb, one of the most popular hand lotions ever developed. But now, realizing that some skins are less dry and less sensitive to weather, wind, and hard water than other skins, and that millions of women want a hand lotion for mild weather in the spring, summer, and fall, as well as in the winter, Campana has prepared a second kind of Italian bomb called Special Improved Italian Bomb. Now, we're sincerely interested in finding out which of the two kinds you like the better. We're giving away $10,000 in cash to get your opinion. $500 every week. That is $100 to each of five people. Plus a grand prize of $5,000 and a runner-up prize of $1,000. Listen later and I'll tell you more about it. riders are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of Love and Gazooza.
Coffee, senor?
Yeah. Gracias, Pedro. Pedro, listen.
Si, senor.
Pedro, if you love a beautiful senorita, very stubborn, and she does not know what you want, but you know she loves you, though she will not admit it, what would you do?
I think beating is always good, senor.
No, Pedro. Women and horses must never be beaten. It makes them rear up on their hind legs and show their teeth.
Mm. I think beating is good. More coffee, senor?
Gracias.
Senor, how you feel about kidnapping?
Kidnapping? No. She would be a terrible captive.
She.
What do you mean, she? You mean no?
She, senor. No.
I might set fire to El Grande Hotel and then dash in a saber from the roaring flames.
Senor, you own the hotel.
Si. Oh, that is right. But Santa Maria, I must do something. She's my life. She's everything. I cannot lose her again.
Senor, the guitar.
No, Pedro, no. Do not play now. I have no mood for music.
But, senor, it melts the cold heart. They love the romance, these little senoritas. The song beneath the window.
Oh, that is it. I will war like that. Give me the guitar, Pedro. Bring my horse. I go to town. I got to be romantic.
Another glass of Gazooza, Emily. It's delicious.
No, thanks.
Want to go out in the plaza and watch the handsome dons make goo-goo eyes at the senoritas?
Heavens, no.
Well, if you feel like that, why do we hang around here? Why don't we go on to the Wantepec?
No, I don't want to go just yet. The climate here agrees with me.
I give up. Of course, I never thought you'd marry a foreigner, but still in all, Esteban's a fine chap. I can see how a girl would. In fact, if I loved him enough to come all this way to see him, I'd marry him.
You two would make a lovely couple, dear.
Boy, bring me another bottle of Gazooza.
I thought he'd be here by this time.
By George, I wish I could find out who makes that stuff.
He must have been crazy to have thought
that. Gazooza, senor?
Well, if he doesn't care, I don't either. I'm going to bed, Daddy.
It's hot inside. Nice out here in this patio. Say, waiter, who makes this Gazooza?
Why, you wish to know, senor.
Great Scott, why do you all act so suspicious?
No, sorry, senor. We are stranger here.
Good night, Daddy. I'm going in.
Nobody will tell me. You think I was planning to steal the stuff. Where are you going, Emily?
Oh, you... hadn't even tried to see me. What are you doing out there?
I'm singing.
Well, go sing somewhere else.
Oh, senorita, how can you be so cold of heart when you are so beautiful? Your lips like red cherries, your cheeks like fragrant peach blossoms.
Stop that. Go away.
So gentle, so little and lovely, I cannot live without you.
This isn't going to get you anywhere.
Mañana I will learn your name. Mañana I will seek permission of your papa to pay my respects.
Don't be silly. You know my name. You know me.
But tonight I pour out my heart in song beneath your window. Since the moment I saw you, senorita, my heart beats only for you.
Esteban, do you feel all right?
Oh, now you spoil it. You will not pretend with me.
But what sort of talk was that?
Listen. In New York, I make love the Americano way. Now I make love within my own country. I pretend I have seen you with your dueña in the plaza. I come sing beneath the grill of your window. Cuando se le de Habana, valgame Dios. It is beautiful, romantic. But no. You have no imagination.
Well, you needn't get mad. How was I to know you were...
You're a spoiled little brat. You think you can twist me around your finger, but no. I am finished.
Steven, you're not going to let me go away, but back home.
Would you have me beg for love? No. This is the end. forever.
Esteban!
Adios.
I'd feel a lot better if you'd come along to the want to pay.
No, Dad, I'm going back to the States. As soon as your train leaves, I'm going back to the hotel and pack.
And for Pete's sake, change your clothes.
Oh, stop fussing about these shorts. At least they're cool.
You shouldn't wear shorts down here. These people don't understand the way they look at you.
Oh, get on, Daddy. Oh, wait, your carton of gazooza.
Oh, yes, 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 thanks. I must have that. And nobody will tell me who makes it.
Daddy, your train's moving.
Goodbye, Emily. Be a good girl.
Goodbye, Dad.
Senorita. Huh? Two. 1 minute. I command you to stop. Halt.
What? Do you mean me?
You. Come with me, pronto.
But, wait a minute. Let go of my arm. Let go. Help, police!
Did you call me?
No, not you. You let go of me. I want a policeman.
Me? I am the police.
You? Well, what are you trying to do?
The respectful citizens of Cholula demand I arrest you for running around in the street in your underwear.
Underwear? You mean these shorts? Don't be silly. Oh, let go of me. You can't do this. My father will... I said let go.
Oh, you... Aha! You keep me.
Yes, and I'll...
So now I arrest you again for resisting a policeman of the law.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please.
All right, now, here's some more news about the $10,000 that Campana's giving in cash. By the way, if you have this week magazine, turn to page 21 and get the full story about this contest. But listen, it's about the easiest contest you ever heard of. You don't need any entry blank. Here's all you do. Take a piece of paper, using one side only, write 100 words or less to complete either of the following two sentences. Sentence one reads, I like the new specially improved Italian bomb because. Sentence two reads, I still prefer the famous regular Italian bomb because. You finish either of these sentences, giving us your honest opinion. Then sign your name and address. Attach the front panel only from any size carton of Italian bomb or facsimile, and mail your entry to Campana at the address on the carton. Do this tonight. There's a contest every week giving away five $100 bills until April 28th. Each week's contest closes on Monday night. You can enter as often as you want to each week, provided you follow the simple rules. No entry blank is necessary, but the rules for the contest are available if you want them, at drug department and 10-cent stores. Plan now to win one of these weekly prizes. And remember, the grand prize winner and the runner-up prize winner will get $5,000 and $1,000 respectively, will be selected from the weekly winners. Here's your chance to make your dreams come true. Is rolling as seats ready for the last act, and there goes the curtain.
But you can't keep me locked up. Who do you think you are?
Me? I am Lopez, the man who keeps you locked up.
I demand to see the chief of police.
No speak English.
You let me out of here.
Maybe mañana, maybe next month. Yes, Bobby.
Now, listen, Lopez, let's talk this over. You must know that in America, everyone wears shorts for sport.
Oh, I think America plenty local country, I think.
Oh, go away. No, wait. Bring me some dinner. I'm hungry.
Oh, very sorry. Calabozo do not feed you. Against the law.
I just start?
Maybe you have some friend to bring you food. No?
No.
Too bad.
But I'm hungry. Oh, all right. Give me a pencil and paper.
You eat them?
I want to write a letter.
against the law.
Oh, now, listen. You've a kind, intelligent face. Heaven forgive me. A fine, handsome man like you wouldn't refuse me that much. Just a little letter. Nice, senor.
It is still against the law. But what you say about me is true. So here, the paper and pencil.
Oh, gracias so much. Well, wait just a minute. Here, now send this at once, please.
Mañana. Mañana.
Now, send it to Esteban de Mores at once. You hear?
Si. Oh, el señor Esteban de Mores? Why you not say so? Hey, but Pacho. Pacho, wake up. Take it to El Señor de Mores. Andale. Andale.
Esteban. Oh, darling, I knew you'd come.
Oh, I find you in the calabozo, little Emelita. Imagine.
Did you bring me something to eat?
What, see? In this big basket, my coffee blossom.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, poke something through the bars, quick.
Not so fast. First, you respond me one little question. For positively the last time, will you marry me?
Oh, so you're taking advantage of a starving girl. Well, let me tell you this. My answer is permanently, definitely, no.
Then it is settled. You do not eat.
Huh?
I think I will rest a minute here on the ground.
Oh, go away and let me alone.
For the moment, I have nothing important to do. And I am a little hungry. Tamales, tortillas, cold chicken.
I hope you choke.
Excelente.
If you were a gentleman, you'd make him let me out.
You do nothing for me, I do nothing for you. Oh, wish I brought along a little pepper.
You think you have me at your mercy, but what's to stop me from saying I'll marry you just to get some food?
No, you would not do that. Though you are a little devil. You love me too much.
Love you? I don't even like you.
So? You come all the way to Cholula to see me.
Oh, you.
You can think of nothing to say, no?
If I said what I'm thinking, they'd arrest me again.
Oh, how sad it is that every time we meet, we quarrel. What was it we quarreled about in New York? I've forgotten.
Well, I remember very well. It was because, well, at least you could have come back.
When I knew you would come here?
I was leaving this morning when Lopez arrested me. Esteban, did you tell him to arrest me?
I wonder. Would I like another piece of chicken?
Esteban, answer me.
Shall it be a wing this time or a leg? I just said to my good friend Lopez that I think the Americano senorita need a little watching.
Oh, how can you be so mean to me?
If there is anything you wish to say to me now, Emelita, I am willing to listen.
Don't be like that and then stop eating, can't you? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You are just hungry.
Oh, I know I acted like a half-wit in New York. I'm a brat.
Oh, listen, Emelita. You do love me.
Yes.
You cannot live without me.
No.
Say it then.
I love you, Esteban. I can't live without you.
Oh, my little darling. Put your face up to the bars.
You going to feed me?
Oh. First, I must kiss you. Oh, amante, Emelita. No. I will come around and untie the lock.
But how can you?
It's very simple. I have the key. Hey, what's going on around here?
Who said that?
What? It is Daddy. Listen, I'm on the track of it. I know the man's name. Feller on the train told me.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
I doubled right back. They said at the hotel you were in jail. What in thunder are you doing in jail, Emily? Oh, it is all right now, senor. We will have no more trouble with her. Fine. Listen, Esteban. This Cazuza man lives here in Cholula. His name is Demores, and he has this factory. What, senor? I am the Cazuza man. No. His name is Demores. Esteban de Demores at your service, senor. You are the Cazuza. Well, by George. Why didn't you tell me you were looking for me? Why? Great Scott, man, I've talked of nothing else. Oh, yes. Young man in love. I know. Listen, are you paying attention to me now? Si, I'm listening, senor.
I want to buy the American rights.
Oh, senor, I will make you my partner.
Partner? Say, that's great. We'll go back...
Yes, pardon me for interrupting, but can't somebody give me some of that chicken?
1 minute, darling.
Back to the hotel and draw up the papers. But what about Emily? How'd she get into jail?
Wait, senor. First, I wish to ask you for your daughter's hand.
Don't wait to ask me for anything. Just go marry her before she changes her mind.
Oh, Daddy, you are right. We will marry pronto. Not the mañana, not the next week, but right now.
Oh, Esteban, and then we'll have a beautiful big wedding breakfast.
And the curtain falls on another play hit in the little theater off Times Square. All right, here are the names of the winners in Campana's $10,000 cash contest. Their checks are in the mail. Here they are, Miss Nona Blair, Knoxville, Tennessee. Mrs. Owen E. McGillicuddy, Toronto, Canada. Miss Harriet Ellis, White Plains, New York. Major W. J. O'Callaghan, Painesville, Ohio. Mrs. Lottie B. Shipley, South Bend, Washington. 5 weeks to go. Next contest closes next Monday night. Keep tuned to this station. Elma Davis will follow with highlights of the news. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Matter.
Thank you. Good night.
The First Matter program is a copyrighted radio feature. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.